Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
All right, the unquestioned top team in this conference, Ohio State, still under the microscope as we continue our summer series season preview here with the Buckeyes on Sports Grid here at the Big Ten Show. Adam, as you look at question marks, though, surrounding this team, how do you see it? Because I think there's kind of a couple of ways you can look at this. You can look at personnel. You can also look at seasons past, right, in terms of success. And then, you know, how do they deal with the influx of new schools and new talent coming into this conference? So how do you see the biggest question mark for this Ohio State Buckeyes coming into this into this season?
So I got a three-part answer because I did look at it from a personnel standpoint. There's really only one question mark, and he's uber talented. He's more than capable of doing the job, and that's Will Howard. The question isn't running. The question is handling the big stage, handling the pressure, handling the eyeballs. A guy who did lose his job at K-State a year ago, albeit to a very good young quarterback in his own right as well. But now there's going to be so much more scrutiny. How do you handle that? Also, throwing the ball, okay? How well can you throw the ball to keep these defenses off balance, especially teams like Penn State, one of the best defenses in the country, Michigan, one of the best defenses in the country, and some of the other teams you're going to face as well, including Oregon in Autzen Stadium about halfway through the season. So how does he handle the big stage? How does he handle the scrutiny? Because it's a whole different level, okay, when all eyeballs are on you. And then throwing the ball consistently, okay, not making the big mistake, kind of like what we talked about with Michigan. They really need to avoid that. And then it was interesting, and it's hard to argue, when you said Ryan Day was a star, because he's very recognizable, okay? Yeah. But there are a lot of people, and I'm not even saying it's a bad thing, and I have fallen this camp, and I don't see it as a bad thing, but he was born on third base at Ohio State, okay?
Oh, yeah.
He was born on third base.
Pulling a Jim Harbaugh on us here.
He was.
Thought he hit a triple, okay.
But why is that a bad thing? I didn't say it was a bad thing. I just said it was a truth.
Right.
Okay?
That's right.
I didn't say it was a good thing either. I just said it is what it is. You inherited a program that was doing very, very well under Urban Meyer. You have not been able to get home yet. Part of that is Michigan's been really freaking good. Harbaugh's a pretty good coach in his own right. So to be fair, there's a level of competition there that he has to get over that hurdle now. Okay, and this is his year, so to speak. They went all in on the transfer portal, all in on personnel. The schedule is not brutal. Most people would consider like Michigan's schedule to be easily one of the top 10 toughest schedules in the country. I would not put Ohio State in that realm of toughest schedules in the country. Their non-conference, for example, is Akron, Western Michigan, Marshall. With all due respect to those football programs, it's not the same thing as even Fresno State, Arkansas State, which are very good G5 teams, and then freaking Texas coming into your house. So to me, Ryan Day, he's a very recognizable figure, calling him a star. I'm cool with that, but he's got to get the job done, and this is the year. So the pressure, how does he handle the pressure and getting over the hump as a team, as a coach and a coaching staff? Also, physicality. Now, I don't know that Michigan's not, I don't think Michigan, if Michigan shoves them around this year like they have in previous years, they got real issues.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't see that happening. Okay. Because Michigan can't threaten them enough in other areas, at least not from what I see at this point. But they've been pushed around at times, and they got to show that they can be physical, and they got to show that they can at least match certain teams. And then Ryan Day and Chip Kelly, do your wizardry thing with the schematics, let your talent take over, okay, and do your thing. But they can't go getting pushed around, mostly by Michigan, okay, or even in the CFP, you're going to face some of these other teams that you have not played week in and week out. Once you get to the CFP, you got like 2, 3, 4 potential playoff games here where you got to show up week in and week out, and they haven't had to do that before. So to me, those are the biggest question marks.
I think you hit the nail on the head there. The expectations, right? Mm-hmm. Understanding them, living up to them, and perhaps exceeding them is kind of, you know, how I view the three-prong biggest question for this Ohio State football team. What I loved, though, is that they began to provide the answer at Big Ten Media Days. I mean, Ryan Day stood up there and said, I know we have to win them all. And we are ready for that. And that's what this offseason has been about for them within the transfer portal, in high school recruiting, getting this roster not only to have star power, you know, at all 22 in terms of offense, defense, starters, but to have competition within those groups at an extremely high level. Like, you know, you're not satisfied with saying Travion Henderson is a dude at running back and he's going to be our guy. And I feel great about that. It's like, well, he might be our guy, but we had an opportunity to bring in, you know, one of the best running backs in this country to supplement this room in Quinshon Judkins. I think the embracing of competition here within the personnel groupings and the position groups for this Ohio State team helps us answer that biggest question for them, which is, do they beat Michigan? Can they get back to a Big Ten title? And is this a national championship caliber team, right? I think on paper, the answer to that question is unequivocally yes.
Mm-hmm.
But then the second piece of that is, okay, this is a team that hasn't done that the last 3 years. So what do they need to do to flip that, to get over that hump? Well, on paper is the start. In practice is how they earn it, right? And I think Ryan Day, from what I understand, you know, talking to Will Howard, you know, he was almost taken aback at the accountability that Ryan Day demands day in, day out, rep in, rep out, not only from his offensive players, but from this team. And so he understands better than anybody the pressure and the expectations he is under. So I think they are well equipped to answer, but that is without doubt the biggest question, right? It's kind of like an existential thing Ohio State, you know, because it's not X's and O's. It's not Jimmy's and Joe's. It's how does this team come together to rise above some of the negativity, even though they won 11 games. So that's kind of how I see that. All right, let's go. Let's hit quickly here on the most intriguing matchup that you see. Kind of similar situation when we were doing that with Michigan, right? Obviously, it can be the game at the end of the season. Anything else that piques your interest?
So, by the way, here we are on the Big Ten show, and neither one of us picked Ohio State as Michigan's most intriguing game. It was almost like we were just making a point.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So I look at Ohio State's schedule. So I'm not going to pick Michigan. Okay. So the next games that stand out to me, immediately my eyes went to Oregon in Eugene. I'm not going to pick that game because I fully anticipate them playing a rematch in the Big Ten title game. So if I'm not going to pick that game up in Happy Valley, November 2nd, Penn State. If Penn State is going to get the monkey off of Coach Franklin's back, they got to win that game.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear. My sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So I got Happy Valley, Penn State, November 2nd.
Bam. Good one. I'm going to take the low-hanging fruit and go Oregon on that one because this, you know, remember Oregon came into Columbus and won a couple of years ago.
That's right? True.
And so now with Ohio State taking this talented team out to Autzen Stadium in Eugene, I think that is a massive matchup, you know, as of the new Big Ten, arguably the biggest matchup of the new Big Ten this year. I do think, though, that playing Iowa the week before helps refocus this team, helps recalibrate this team after non-conference games against, you know, Marshall, Western Michigan, and Akron, lesser opponents. And they, you know, they got Michigan State too to open conference play. But I think that matchup against a potential 10-win team in Iowa could really benefit Ohio State as they go out to Oregon. Okay. With that, it's time to get to win totals. Digging deeper into this schedule for both Ohio State and Michigan, high-low ranges of wins for both of these teams when we come back. Believe in the Big Ten. Back here with you on Sports Grid, Rhett Lewis, Adam Carriker. As we wrap up this edition here, putting Michigan, Ohio State back in focus by looking at win totals. And that's what we want to do here. We want to set a high-low bar for these two teams in terms of their ultimate success this season. Let's start with Michigan. And as you assess their schedule here, as you mentioned, the non-conference definitely has a big piece, a big moment right there. Week two against Texas could set them up for the conference schedule. Give me a high number, most wins you think this schedule could produce for Michigan, and then a low end number for the Wolverines. How do you see it?
All right. So on the high end, all right, they start 2-0. against Fresno and Texas and 3-0 and 4-0, and they beat USC, Arkansas State, Minnesota, Washington, Illinois, Michigan State. They're 8-0.
Undefeated. Okay.
Yeah. This is the high end, all right? Yeah. I don't think they beat Oregon. They beat Indiana. They beat Northwestern. I don't see them beating Ohio State. So high end, 10-2.
Okay. High end, 10-2. I think at this point, you know, kind of the only alternate theory there is saying that they are better than expected in their rebuild under Sharon Moore. Yes. And I do think 11 wins is the high bar. I think they will stumble against either Oregon, Ohio, or Ohio State. I think it's going to be really hard for them to sweep those two powerhouses with this team, with the newcomer at quarterback and all that. So I'm going to say on the high end, I'll give them 11 if they get by either Oregon or Ohio State. And in that case, you're talking about an obvious college football playoff team, which would be huge in Sharon Moore's first year. Okay, now though, let's look at the low end in terms of win totals here. How do you see that?
All right, let's make some enemies in Ann Arbor, shall we? Let's go.
Yeah, right. Is it a bowl Fresno team? State. Is this a 6-win team?
Dude, 6-6 is my low bar.
Is it really? Yeah.
Fresno State out the gate gets them. Just early on, rebuild, new quarterback. Yeah. Fresno State should not be overlooked. Texas obviously comes in and wins in this scenario, so they start off 0-2. Beat Arkansas State, lose to USC, and they're 1-3 out the gate. Then you beat Minnesota, 2-3. I'll have them beating Washington. I just think Washington's really going to struggle. 3-3, Illinois, 4-3, Michigan State. That could go either way. In this scenario, I'm going to go they lose, so they're 4-4. Then they lose to Oregon, 4-5, beat Indiana, beat Northwestern, lose to Ohio State. If my math is correct, I believe that's 6-6.
Okay.
Told you, let's make some enemies.
That is 6-6. That is well under... That is well under the, I don't know, let's call it somewhat consensus win total projections, depending on who you follow out there, sitting right around 9 wins for this Michigan team. And I'm going to go under that as well. And I'm going to say that the low bar for me, because I do believe in continuity, and I do believe there is some of that in that transition from Jim Harbaugh to Sharon Moore, I'm going to give them 8. I'm going to say that Texas, Oregon, and Ohio State are those three teams that forces the Wolverines to stumble. And so I think they have the ability to get past everyone else on their schedule with that run game in particular in that defense. So my low bar is 8. My high bar is 11. Your high bar was 10. Your low was 6. So we're not too far off there, but there does seem to be some volatility in how this Michigan team could look. Let's move to Ohio State. High win total for you with the Buckeyes.
Well, you officially have 12, more friends. Right? Yeah. Well, yes, you officially have more friends in Ann Arbor than I do now.
A little bit.
Ohio State, I mean, it's 12-0. You know, they just beat everybody. That's the high bar. So the low bar for me, I'll just go ahead and do it, is 9-3 with losses. And this is the low bar, I might add. Oregon, Penn State on the road, and Michigan somehow comes in there and beats them. That's the low bar for me, is 9-3.
Yeah, and I would say as well, again, the projections for Ohio State sit, you know, again, depending on where you look, at around 10.5. I think they're above that, you know, almost no matter what to me. Yeah. So I say kind of the high bar again, 12-0 clear. That's the projection there for me. And then the low bar, I don't see them losing 2 games this year. I don't. And so to me, I think the low bar is 11. Mm-hmm. I think if they stumble out of the gate at Oregon, they get refocused pretty quickly and they run through this thing. They've owned Penn State in the way that Michigan has owned them the last 3 years. So I don't know that is going to be a stumbling block. You do look at Michigan, but they get them in Columbus this year. To me, high is 12, low is 11. Damn good season for Ryan Day and Columbus coming up here. And so I think that they are in the college football playoff almost irregardless of this schedule this year. And then who knows? Who knows what happens, right? Because it's a real playoff here this year with 12 teams. All right. It's, you know, it's August, the first week of August. So why not pick the last game of the regular season? It's Ohio State.
It just makes so much sense, right?
Yeah. This is perfect. Ohio State and Michigan, quickly here, under a minute, give me your winner of the game this season.
So I'm actually going to predict my win total for both teams, and in that will be the winner of the game. I got Michigan going 9-3, beating everybody except for Texas, Oregon, and Ohio State. I have Ohio State going 11-1, losing at Oregon, but beating them in the Big Ten title game.
That's awesome. I do believe that Ohio State gets back on track this year. And my projection for them is they go 12-0. I do believe that they have the ability to go undefeated here, and they will beat Michigan in the game. I do think if I was going to give you my full on projection for Michigan, I think they find a way to win at least one of those three big games that we're talking about. I think that's still a 10 win Michigan football team. And we could very well see, depending on how Oregon does, we could very well see a rematch of the game in the Big Ten championship.
Who wins that game? Who you got winning that game?
It's Ohio State again. Ohio State sweeps them in back-to-back weeks.
Okay? I do think both teams reach the CFP this year.
I agree. I think you're getting four from the Big Ten. I think it's Oregon, Penn State. I think it's Ohio State. And I think Michigan is right there as well. So there we go. That's it. That's our debut run here on Sports Grid. Thanks for being with us here on the Big Ten Show. For Adam Carriker, I am Rhett Lewis. We'll be back with you next week.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.